Let me see. Hello. Hello. Welcome to August. Welcome to August, people. I'm going to change my name, promote our amazing coaches. That's why I hopped on a minute. Listen, I'm going to give you 1 second. I'm about to announce all of the winners for Drop It Like It's Hot. You better tell your friends to come on over here. Tons of winners. Tons of winners. So what are we going to do on here today? We're going to announce the winners from Drop It Like It's Hot. And then Corinne has created a video for us. So she's going to teach us all about the new assessment for August. Coach Lisa is coming up. So excited. I saw all the things for all the winners. I'm like, God, there's a lot of winners this month. Was amazing. Amazing. Be safe, Jen, in your car. All right. I don't know that it's going to work or not. Let's see. Let's see if you can hear this. See if you can hear this. If you may not can. I didn't test this. You know, I do stuff on the fly all the time. I just like fuck around and find out. Let's see if this works. Y'all hear it? Y'all hear it? Yes or no? Give me a thumbs up. Oh, you can. Kind of. That was my attempt at trying to play Drop It Like It's Hot by Snoop Dogg, because I'm going to announce the winners. I'm ready. Let's go. Y'all lost in the chat. The goal was 10,000 pounds. How many pounds do you think No BS women lost in July? How many? 15,000, 11,000, 15K, 12,000. Y'all, officially, 12,331.3 pounds. That's a lot of weight, yo. A lot of weight. Yes, I know. So that means you unlocked all of the prizes. Karen, I claimed the 0.3. Girl, claim it. Claim it. It's yours. All right. When you lost 1,000 pounds, which that happened way long time ago, you unlocked 5 No BS prize boxes. Okay. The winners are Rebecca McNeil, Misty Glum, Megan Newman, Sarah Bell, and Catherine Creedon. All right. That is who won the 5 No BS prize boxes. I will tell you, after this call, we will be posting the winners in Facebook, and you will also get an email. So you'll be able to see this in written form. When we lost 3,000 pounds, you unlocked 5 No BS water bottles. Who won those? The 5 water bottles: Kim Shaver, Tab Walters, Nana Elder, Chrissy Dunn, and Holly Pastorelli. I hope I'm not butchering anybody's names. All right, that's who won the 5 water bottles. At 5,000 pounds, you unlocked $100 Good American gift cards, 5 of them. Who is going to be shopping at Good American? Barbara McDonough, Teresa Basilchi. God, I hate butchering people's names. Sorry. Danielle Mata, Kathy Rowe, Angela Glover. That is who won the 5 Good American gift cards. 7,000 pounds lost. You unlocked 5 of Corinne's favorite boxes. Natalie Scavone, Jodie Schnecksnader, maybe? Sorry. I'm telling you, you'll get an email and Jen will be posting them in Facebook shortly. Eileen, C-I-M-E-R-M-A-N-C-I-C. There you go. Susan Zarek and Shannon Mudler. Okay. That's who won the Corinne's Favorites box. 9,000 pounds. You are going to get 1 month for 25-minute sessions with the coach of your choice. There was one of these. It does not include Corinne, but it includes everyone else, even me. We got some amazing coaches. You get to pick your coach, Amy S-J-U-S-E-T-H. Yep, that is who won 1 month of private coaching with the coach of your choice. At 10,000 pounds lost, we unlocked two prizes. 1 month of private coaching with Corinne individually, and 1 month, one accountability group is going to get private coaching with Corinne. Who is going to get the 1 month of private sessions with Corinne? Wendy Parker. Wendy Parker is going to have the queen all to herself for two glorious hours over the course of a month. And the accountability group grand prize, 1 month of group coaching with Corinne, Thina Cavalam's accountability group. So if you're in her group or you are her, congratulations. So 5, 10, 15, 20. 21, 22, 23 winners this month. That's a lot, y'all. So excited. All right. Here we go. I know. Everybody's, and for all of you that lost weight but did not win a prize, you're winners as well, right? Or even if you didn't lose weight, if you tried something new, you stuck at it all month long, you're a winner as well. So let's watch the video about the new assessment. It's on the monthly challenge page. This month we're doing, it's called Stall Busters, but it is for anyone who is currently stalled, someone who is in unintentional maintenance, just can't get that scale to move, anyone who is currently losing weight and really wants to keep the momentum going. You don't necessarily have to be in a stall. It's really a deep dive into your habits, what is going on. So if you're losing weight, if you are currently losing weight, it's a way to really identify your habits and see what you can go ahead and tweak to keep that scale moving so you don't end up on a stall or plateau. Without further ado, let us listen to the queen. Let's see. I hope I do this right. You know, I always get nervous. Y'all know I get nervous every time. I'm like, Lord have mercy. All right. I'm going to pull up the chat so I can make sure if there's any trouble. All right. So we're talking about the assessment this month. We are doing the assessment. And whoever won Good American gift cards, y'all can get one of these tops too. Because I think that's, I mean, dresses. I think that's where Corinne got it. All right. Let's see. Let me X out all this. All right. Let's see what we got.
All right, everybody, welcome to our big deep dive month. I have created something so special for the entire month. A lot of you, as you lose weight, are going to run up on times where you're having stalls and plateaus. Or maybe you are sitting there right now as a member and you're just like, I don't feel like I'm losing weight that fast. I don't feel like I'm losing fast enough. I'd really like to know, is there more that I can do? Or maybe you are rocking along and you're just like up for a challenge. This assessment is different than just your habit tracker. Your habit tracker really is a great tool and it's a quick tool. You do not have to do the assessment, but what is different between the habit tracker and this assessment is the habit tracker gives you your percentages. The assessment starts asking you questions about the real skills of weight loss. It starts diving in deeper underneath the four basics to start showing you there are areas that we probably all can look at get curious about, level up, change, or just reinforce with ourselves, you are doing it right. Yes, on the assessment, there are opportunities to see what you already do well. So I want everyone in No BS to use this. You can use it either every week, if you're a real go-getter and you're just like, I want to see this every week. Why would I not want to see this every week? But some of you, if you're more like me, I would be taking it once a month. I'd be like, I like to give myself plenty of time to make changes. I work really best when I am making small changes and letting them add up over time. So whether you do it every week or you do it every month, I think this assessment is really going to help you. So let's just talk a little bit about it. Why is this deep dive assessment important to your weight loss journey? So the first thing is, a lot of us, when we're losing weight, we say that our four basics are on lock. It's like, if you're on a stall or plateau, almost every single person I coach will insist, oh, my basics are on lock. I'm just telling you right now, Corinne, I am doing all the things. You probably are doing all of the things in terms of, like, if you're just like thinking about it big picture. But what I want to do is show you that we can really dive deep to see what all the things really are. There are so many ways for us to win, to make progress, to do differently in weight loss. And I think this assessment's really going to help you chart it. So one of the things I want for y'all to think about is, when you are thinking, I'm doing all the things, or I'm doing my basics, if that is your, and I will tell you, the longer you're in No BS, you will have your day where you're just like, I'm doing all the things, I'm doing my basics. So if you're not there yet, where you're not even doing it, just listen, because your day is coming. We all go through this. I go through this at times. A lot of times we think we are doing it, when in reality, it's not that we're not doing all the things. It's that we have wiggle room and level ups all around us that we're not seeing. Because we're thinking about all the big things and we're not thinking about all the little nuances of small thoughts, small behaviors, small actions that really add up. Most of the time we're sweeping those things under the rug because they're not flashy. They're not good enough. Oh, this surely couldn't make a difference. And when we think that certain things don't have value, guess what? When we're thinking about what all we're doing, we're only paying attention to things that we think have big value. And we lose sight of little things that could be moving our needle. So this assessment helps you dial into the little shit, the little things that do matter. They're not flashy. They're not big and sexy. But changing these things one at a time really does matter, not only to lose your weight, but to keep the weight off in the long run. So this is going to show you all of these things that you could be working on. And I want to introduce you to a new concept, which is called the difference between your physical stalls and your mental hurdles. So as you are losing weight, almost all of us are going to come upon either a stall or plateau, and we have to dissect, is this a physical plateau, meaning my body's not releasing weight even though I'm doing everything, or is this a mental hurdle that I have to overcome in order to get the weight moving again? So a physical stall is about 3 to 6 weeks. Sometimes it's two, but most of the time it's at the 3 week mark, and it will last about 6 weeks. This is where your body is like kind of in a holding pattern. Our bodies aren't designed to lose weight. They are designed to store weight. But because we live in an entirely different environment now, we do not live in the caveman days. We don't have to store weight as if a famine's coming. But our bodies physiologically don't know that. That's why losing weight is like, it takes some effort. It takes some thought. It takes some like courage, because you're going against how your body's naturally designed. So we want to make sure that when we call something a physical stall, that we actually know that this is a physical stall. So this is what it usually looks like. You're not losing weight, but you are very consistent. It's like, I'm tracking, Corinne. I can show you my habit tracker. I can show you my food logs. Like, I can show you I'm not overeating. Like, I've given up the bites, licks, and tastes. When I weigh in and the scale doesn't go down, I'm not having a fuck it rebound eat. I am staying with the plan. Okay? That's really important. There's no fuck it eating, and there's no this won't hurt eating going on. A physical stall is literally your body has decided, I need to chill out for a little bit, regroup, and I need to feel safe to drop the next round of weight. So this happened to me when I hit the 200s. I started out way above 250, somewhere above 250. I swear to this day, I wish that Corinne at the time had have had the compassion to step on the scale, because Corinne today, thousands of times, wishes she knew where she started. But that's okay. Corinne back then, she just couldn't do it. So we give her a pass. All right. I had lost about 50 pounds and I was hovering over 200. And if you know anything about my weight loss journey started with me walking. Well, I started walking, really liked the walking, and I really wanted to be an athlete. So I was like changing how I was eating, and I decided, you know, at the gym, I'm going to try a body pump class. Next thing you know, I'm in the body pump class. The first time I took the body pump class, number one, I set my step thing up in the very back next to the door, as close as I could be next to the door, because I was like, ain't no way I'm going to make it through this class. I'm going to have to leave early. And I wanted to make sure I could make a quick exit. And guess what? I did. I did not make it very far into class. It was killing me. But I swore that I would go back, that I was not going to be the girl who was ashamed that she was leaving early. Although I felt ashamed that I was leaving early, I also wanted to be the girl that was going to go back and eventually finish class. So I'm doing body pump. I was learning how to swim in the pool. I wanted to do a sprint triathlon so bad. It was a mini sprint. It wasn't even a full sprint. A sprint is like a 5K. I don't even remember how long the bike ride is. It might be 18 miles or something. And you swim like 400 to 600 yards in a pool. I wanted to do a triathlon so bad because my brother-in-law was an Ironman athlete. He had told me one day, of course you can do it. So I bought a book on how to swim, put it in a Ziploc bag, put it on the edge of the pool. And I was that person at the Y who was drowning, trying to learn how to swim, but reading the book on strokes and little workout routines. I mean, y'all, I was doing all the things. I was not jackass eating. I wasn't doing anything. But it was like every time I got on the scale, it was just holding the middle finger up. It was like, fuck you, we ain't losing no weight. Are you kidding? After a few weeks, I started getting discouraged. At the 6-week mark, I was fed the fuck up. Like, we were not, like the first couple weeks, I'm like, girl, you just keep going. You're doing so good. Weeks 3 and 4, it was like, this kind of sucks. I thought I would lose this week. I'm doing all the things. A little bit of complaining. Week 6 rolls around. I'm like, fuck this. If I'm going to be working this hard, I might as well be eating. And then in that moment, I remember telling myself, no, that is how old you thought. It makes no sense, Corinne, that if the one thing you really want, like I knew in that moment, I didn't want the food. You know what I really wanted? I wanted to feel progress. I wanted to feel like I was winning. I wanted that scale to go down. But it wasn't I wanted the scale to go down. I wanted the feelings that came along with the scale going down matching my effort. And I realized, we're not eating over this. And I told myself, you are doing too good. You have changed your life. If you never lose another pound, this life is better than the one where you ate every time you felt bad. You know what happened the next week? All I did that week was just ask myself, is there anything little I might be missing? Is there anything that I could change? And all I did that week was just eat a little less. Just a little bit, not much. Just a little. I had just adapted to the volume of food that I was eating, and I really wasn't thinking about it. I was just like, oh yeah, I work out all the time. Like this is healthy. Like I need this. Like this is great. I ate just a little bit less. I didn't miss it. And then the next week, the scale dropped like 3 pounds. Just because I did something a little different and I stopped pressuring myself. And the biggest thing that made the scale go down is I didn't overreact. I didn't eat and blow my life up. I decided to give myself, like, look, we're going to give it another week. We're going to give it a second look. I'm not telling you I felt amazing that day emotionally, but I didn't overreact. I allowed myself to be pissed and disappointed and then think that I needed to eat. And in that moment, I allowed myself to correct myself, to be there for myself, to tell myself we're doing so much better than we feel like we are right now. And looking back, that's what I want for all of you, is to realize all Corinne wanted in that moment was to know everything was going to be okay. That is it. I did not need the scale to go down. I was able to tell myself everything was going to be okay. We're just going to keep going. And when I got that need filled, guess what? My body could relax. My body could quit like pining for weight loss. It could just now go about chopping wood and carrying water every day, just doing what I knew that over the course of, it made logical sense that over the course of my lifetime, that if I paid attention to how I was eating and I continued to train, everything would be okay. And that's what I want for y'all. So when it comes to a physical stall, before you declare you have a physical stall, you need to make sure that you have, like, you truly aren't sabotaging yourself. That you're not saying I'm on a physical stall when I'm hanging on to emotional eating. That's where we actually are in mental hurdle land. So a lot of weight loss stalls and plateaus are because you've hit the mental hurdle that you're going to need to overcome to get on the other side where the weight loss happens. And so mental hurdles are like the percent of times from your habit tracker that you aren't doing the things. You're not doing them. That doesn't mean you're bad. It doesn't mean you're broken. It doesn't mean you'll never be able to lose weight. It means what I need to work on is like literally staring me in the face. If I have got 15% of the time every month that I'm not waiting for hunger, then I need to dial into what goes on for me during that 15% of the time. If 20% of the time I'm eating past enough, I need to find the patterns. What are the foods? What are the people? What are the situations? What are the feelings? What are the times? What are the things that are recurring that I could work on this next month? And that's what assessing is going to do. When you find that there are things to focus on, you're not stalled in your weight loss. You are literally at the point that keeping your current eating life just keeps you where you're at in your weight. And that's good to know. Because sometimes what we do is we do hit stalls and plateaus and we stay so frustrated, we never even question, do I like this eating lifestyle? Like if I like my life and this eating lifestyle, can I learn to like this weight? I just may be questioning at a point in my weight loss, I need to question, do I want to lose more? But for some of us, it's like, no, I really want to lose more. So in those moments, we have to say like, okay, then I need to figure out the next level eating lifestyle for me. And for a lot of us, it's going to be found in these deep dive assessments because there are sometimes we're overeating and sometimes we're not waiting for hunger and sometimes we're switching our plan and we're doing a lot of things that add up to just maintaining where we're at. And we're calling it doing all the things. So we want to make sure that we... Like if you're still eating after a bad day, if you want to be the kind of person who's like, you know what? I'm okay with weighing this amount so that after bad days I can have this. Then now you know your truth. But if you're the kind of person who's like, no, I really want to weigh less than this. then you need to become the kind of person who's like, all right, for this next month, my number one goal is when I have bad days, I cope differently. I've got to have a different reaction to a bad day than a bag of Doritos. All right, so when is the best time to take this assessment? Anytime that you're at a crossroads in your weight loss, if you're feeling frustrated with your progress, or you're feeling frustrated with things that are happening, it's a great time to take a deep dive assessment. Another great time to take it is when you're feeling open to leveling up. Like a lot of you, trust your gut. Like, really start dialing into your intuition. I'm like, I really feel like I could be doing more. I'm a little afraid to do more. But something in me, a little part of me is saying, I think we can. Let's give her a voice. Let's just try this month to do just a little more, that 1%. The other thing is when you're not sure what isn't working and what is working in your weight loss. Like if you're just like, I just really don't know, take the deep dive assessment. It will have you rate yourself and you will know, this is what I need to work on. So I just want you to remember that as you're taking it, that there is a difference between the mental and the physical hurdles. So if you happen to be taking this assessment and you are in the middle of the Stalls and Plateaus course, I want you to do the 1% level ups that you come up with for a few weeks, and then I want you to decide if you're on a stall or plateau. Because very often what ends up happening is we think we're on one, and then once we start making some 1% changes because we've identified some areas, we realize I was never stalled. I was just running up on my mental hurdle. And then if you do these things and you're still physically stalled, I invite you to bring everything to Ask Coaches and let us help you dial in. All right, so here's how we're gonna do it. Here's how your assessment works. Number one, you're gonna be assessing in four simple steps. I tried to make this as simple as possible because I want you to love assessing, just like I do. So part one is where you are gonna do the assessment piece. You're gonna rate yourself a 1, 2, or 3, and all of the instructions are on your assessment so that you don't have to get confused. One is like, I'm never doing it. Two is like, kind of do it. I'm half in, I'm half out. Three is like, high five, Corinne. I am a role model student. So you're going to answer the questions. I'm giving you some questions and for you to assess where you're at. And you're going to give yourself a 1, a 2, or a 3. Everything is on your assessment. I highly suggest you just go with your gut if you have not been doing your habit tracker. So let's say you're like, Corinne, I haven't been planning my habit tracker. How do I know how I'm doing? It doesn't motherfucking matter. All you need to do is go with your gut. If you feel like you're a 1, give yourself a 1. If you feel like you're a 2, give yourself a 2. If you feel like you're a 3, give yourself a 3. Don't overthink this and don't look for perfection. No one who's a perfectionist ends up losing weight. Trust me. I was just talking about this earlier today. I have never read a book on people who have had extraordinary success in life, and there's a chapter called How I Did It Perfectly. They're usually telling you story after story of all the bullshit they had to overcome, all the things that went wrong. You know what usually is a title of their book? How I Fucking Kept Going When Everyone Said I Couldn't. How I Fucking Kept Going When Things Weren't Working Out. My life's lessons on how you can keep going when the shit hits the fan. Just notice that if successful people write books about how to keep going and that's how they created their success, maybe you should stop thinking, I need to be perfect. I know you want to be perfect. I know it's ingrained in you at times, but that does not mean that that is the way. It just means you have that thought error running around in your head. You need to listen to it. Should be on your assessment. If you're a perfectionist, you'd be like, oh, my mental hurdle with weight loss is how I talk to myself when shit hits the fan, when I'm not perfect. If that's you, I would go all the way back to No BS. In the No BS lessons, we talk about the phases of change. Listen to it again, because you're never meant to be perfect. All right, so If you do have your habit tracker, though, you can use it in lockstep with the assessment. You can take a look and be like, oh, I was a 1 this month. Oh, I was a 2 this month. Whatever it is. But at the end of the day, you can always go with your gut. Part 2, so step 1 is we're going to assess. Step 2 is we are going to prioritize. That means you're going to take all of your 1s. We're not going to worry about our 2s. And we're just going to celebrate our 3s. If you're a 3, bravo, mama. Our 2s, if we're kind of like half in, half out, we're going to leave those alone for now. We want to start prioritizing the things that we're a 1 on, the things that we're just not doing. So you will work on your 1s. All I want you to do is I want you to put all your 1s on the list. It's on your assessment. And then you're going to pick the top 3 1s you'd like to work on either for the next week or month. Now again, we're not going to black and white this. I had to create simple rules. But if you want to work on 1 for a month, guess what? You can. If you want to work on 3 a week, guess what? You can. If you want to work on 2 a month, guess what? You can. Here's what we're not going to do. We're not going to compare ourselves to what somebody else is doing. There are going to be people in here who may be set up at a time of their life where they can work on 3 a week. And they've been working on their self-talk for so long that 3 a week doesn't trigger them to like get overwhelmed and stuff. We want to cheer those people on. But you know what we're not going to do? Is poop on ourselves if we only can do 1 a month. That doesn't mean anything other than you are smart enough to know what you can handle and what you can't. You are smart enough to do what you need to do for you. And you're smart enough to cheer for them and say, I bet if I get really good at my pace, one day I might be like them. Or I may discover I can get to where I want to go at my pace, and that is perfect. That's all I want for you. So you'll put all your 1s on a list. We're going to prioritize them, and you're going to pick the top 3. Again, you're going to go with your gut. So as you prioritize them, you just think like, this one's important. This one's important. Don't overthink it. There's no perfect here. There's just doing. And the more I can get you doing, the faster you're going to lose weight. All right. So you'll pick those top 3 that you want to work on. And then part 3, after we've assessed and we've prioritized, we move into leveling up. Based on what you, like when you put your top 3 down, it's going to ask you, like, what is the 1% level up for you? And how can you make that easy on yourself? Because that's what we really want to do. We want to pick things that will make a difference, that we think are a priority, that we think are important. And then we want to like say, like, what's a tweak? How can I make a small shift here? Where's my 1%? And then how can I make it easy for me to get that done? So pick, like, if you're going to be like, I'm prioritizing things, I want you to choose from things that will challenge you but not defeat you. If it feels like this is a huge priority, like I should be working on this, but it scares the shit out of me, pick something else, honey. There are no awards for anyone who is going to throw the thorny cross on their back and walk uphill 2 ways while they're losing weight. So pick things that you're open to doing that challenge you just a little bit, but they're not defeating you right out the gate. Then you just get into action and like you just start doing these little level ups. You figure out like, how did I make it easy? What are my triggers and stuff? And you work on them. And you can work on them for a month. You can work on them for a week. If you start working on them 1 week and let's say 1 of them you conquer and you're like, I'm going to work on these other 2. Work on the other 2. You might even say like, I'm going to work on these other 2, but I'm going to slide another one on in. You get to do that. This is where the customization comes in. So I've given you like boundaries, guidelines, rules, however you want to say it. And then you are going to come in, you're going to layer in customization built on where you're currently at with your mindset, where your nervous system is currently at, what you feel up to, what your lifestyle will allow right now, you're going to customize for you. So we move on to part four. So number one, we're assessing. Number two, we are prioritizing. Number three, we're leveling up. And then number four happens at the end. So you can either do this every week, you can do this every month. You're going to assess and try again. You'll look at how the past month or week went for you, and you'll make decisions on what you should do next. If you didn't nail it, if you were like the level up didn't work, we make the level up simpler. We change the level up. We try again. That's why we're calling it assess and try again, because it might work right out the gate and it might not. But there's no quitting. Team No BS does not quit. All of us bitches got goals. So we are going to keep going. So here's two things I want you to watch out for. Number one, perfectionism and overthinking. I have been beating it into you like a drum. There is no wrong thing to pick. There is no, like, you're a loser because you can't do things. Anything you're getting stuck on, take it to ask coaches. The only way to fuck it up is to be like, bleh, and you decide, I'm not doing this anymore. If you want to throw a fit because you talk like an asshole to yourself, just know quitting, all it does is makes you run from your inner asshole, but as usual, your inner asshole will run after you. You are not avoiding her. You are not doing anything. The best thing to do is to face her head on and say, like, I am here to help you learn how to talk to me differently. When you say I should quit, I think what you really mean is I'm so afraid you're going to be mean to me. I'd rather you quit than to keep going. And that is your opportunity to say, like, you know what? Things are changing. I know you're trying to make me quit because you think quitting will make me feel better, but it never has. Never has. You always catch back up to me. So now I want to just start talking to you and say, like, from now on, let's not beat ourselves up over this. Let's do these things instead. Let's talk to ourselves this way. You're never going to outrun your inner critic, y'all. You can't. There's not enough hiding places. There's not enough Oreos, Twinkies, and ding-dongs in the world to camouflage yourself. She always catches up. So let's just start changing her. And then the last thing is not asking for help. Watch when you don't think you should ask. This is too dumb. No. Go to Ask Coaches and go to the Facebook group and say, here's what I'm struggling with. Here's what I think I could try next. Here's where I need help. Let us help you. Let your Facebook friends in our group help you. We are all in this together. No one's alone. Okay. Enjoy assessment month. We are going to do like all the things around assessing, and we're going to add all of this into the Stalls and Plateaus course. So it will be here for us for a long time to come to help all of us keep the scale moving and to look out for our mental hurdles.
All right. I've watched that video about 3 times already. It never gets old. Never gets old. All right. Let's see. I do want to talk about a couple things. There were some questions in the Facebook group that had kind of come up. So I just want to address like what our answers are for them from yesterday. Okay. What do I do if I'm not stalled? We kind of talked about that a little bit earlier on. It's just you really keeping track of your habits. And when you notice that you've got some ones and twos and you're still losing weight, that's amazing. But you know it's coming that you're going to have to clean those up. So it helps you anticipate where your stalls and plateaus will come from so you can just keep the scale moving. When I'm picking step two, was this question about step two? When I'm picking the easy and impactful things in step two, what if everything that feels impactful is hard? You're going to just pick out the easiest thing to do and then pick out the easiest things first then choose from those what is most impactful. So of the easy things you've listed, what is the most impactful? Part of the goal is to build momentum. Momentum comes from taking action over and over and over and over again. Jen says, if we're new, should we do the Stalls and Plateaus course first or just dive into this? I'm new to 1% level up, so not sure where to start. You just dive into this. This is our monthly weight loss challenge. We're just going to add it to the Stalls and Plateaus course. So if you ever do later on find yourself in a stall or plateau and you want to deep dive into that like concept, go over there and take that course. It's always on the NoBS website. All right, let's see. We have a few Q&As. Let's see. I use the clock to make sure it's been at least 3 hours since breakfast. Around lunch, I will feel hungry and my brain asks, why am I hungry? She does a water check, but when I glance at the clock and it agrees with the 3+ hours I eat, I don't want my lunch to run up too close to dinner, so I'll be hungry for dinner. Don't recall any advice on using the clock. So the hormone that tells you you're hungry is either triggered by physical hunger, like you're actually hungry. Physically, your body is hungry. It can also be trained on a timer. So as school teachers especially notice this when they have been like a kindergarten teacher eating lunch at 11 o'clock every day, and they have to eat because they're not going to get to eat again for the rest of the day. And in the summer, even if they eat breakfast, let's say they get hungry at 10 o'clock and they've just eaten, at 11 o'clock, guess what? Their body says, we're hungry. It's time to eat. We've eaten this way for 9 months. We need to eat now. So it is just checking in with yourself. You could actually be hungry though. A meal to get to satisfied or enough should last you 3 to 4 hours. So you could be hungry. If you think you're hungry, go ahead and eat. And if you're not hungry, or you want to just push it out a little bit further, because your thought is, I need to be hungry for dinner. There's a couple of ways that you can do that. You can work on wanting to eat at a certain dinner time. If you're wanting to eat with your family, why is that so important to you? What are you really looking for at that dinner time meal? But if you do honestly want to sit down with your family and eat, you don't always have to eat to enough. So if you notice that you're not really hungry for lunch and then around 3 o'clock you get hungry and you know that your family's going to sit down at 5, don't eat all the way to enough. Just take the edge off of hunger. So you're not hungry anymore. It'll buy you a couple of hours so that you can make sure you're hungry at dinner time. Just because we say eat when you're hungry and stop at enough. If you are going out to a nice dinner, or for me, I was, when I worked full-time, I kept nuts in my car. I was starving at 5 o'clock when I would get off from work to drive home. Then I had to change clothes, worked in a nursing home, take off my scrubs, finish putting dinner together. So we were going to eat around 6:30, but I was starving by the time I would get in my car. I just ate those nuts, knocked the edge off of hunger, didn't eat all the way to enough. And then at 6:30, I was hungry for dinner. So there's some ways that you can play around with it. Is there a typical timeline for physical stalls, like every 6 months or 20 pounds? No, it just depends on your body and what is going on for you, for sure. I wish there was. Wouldn't it be nice if we knew when they were coming? When you get through all the ones, theoretically, you should start working on the twos. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Let's see. I don't understand number 9 under mindset and real skills of weight loss. When I feel restricted, I can distinguish if it's real or my thinking. If you're feeling restricted, it's your thinking. I can promise you that. Because when we have a thought, it creates a feeling inside of us. So I've got my assessment pulled up. I'm going to look at it right fast. When I feel restricted, I can distinguish if it's real or my thinking. Okay, so I think it's always your thinking. So when you feel restricted, you want to say, why am I feeling restricted? It's usually a thought. I shouldn't have that. If I eat that, I'm never going to lose this weight. I wish I could eat like everybody else does. That's typically what is going on. You want to identify, if you're really good at catching those thoughts, like you catch them, you're like, girl, I hear you. You're a three. If you catch them sometimes, you're a two. And if you never catch them, you're a one. So you want to be quick about those old shitty thoughts that you have. Let's see. All right. Any other questions? So we made the assessment super easy to get to. So we put it on two places on the website because two places better than one place. One is under the monthly weight loss challenge page because that's what we're working on this month. So all the assets, everything that we're working on for the month, you can find on that monthly weight loss page. We have also put it on helpful worksheets on nobswomen.com. So after the month is over, you'll always be able to find it in helpful worksheets. Grace, it has not been played before. I had to download it to my computer. I had to plan for this call, so I did watch it. So I had access. This is the first time y'all are hearing it. And then that video will be included in the replay of this this here Zoom training. Judy says planning is a big zero. It's not a zero. It's a one, right? It's a one. What is a 1% level up? Such a great question. Plan one meal a day. Plan using your notes app. Plan by texting your accountability partner. Pick one meal that you're pretty solid. You always know what you're going to have and plan that first. That is a 1% level up. 1% level up, when people are like, all of them seem hard to me, a lot of things seem hard to me. If everything you've listed seems really hard, do bring that to Facebook or ask coaches, because your 1% level up should be, that ain't never going to work. That's not good enough. That's a 1% level up. What are some urge strategies? So we do have an urge course inside of NoBS. There's some urge stuff also in the NoBS weight loss course. A lot of it is just asking yourself what you want right now. What do I really need? Maybe you're wanting to rest. Maybe you're having an urge because it's just a habit. Like, I sit on the couch every night at 8 o'clock in my eating chair, watching the Netflix. And then when all of those things come together, your brain may send up an urge to eat because you always include eating. So when you decide you're not going to include eating anymore, you could definitely have an urge at that point. Let's see. Any other questions? I saw earlier on, way early on, like, I just need a swift kick in the butt. You don't need a swift kick in the butt at all. You need to pick one thing and do it. A swift kick in the butt, when I hear people say that, that typically means I need to get going on all the things. That's what this month is about. Pick one thing, whether you're going to do the sheet weekly or monthly. If where you are is pick one thing that feels easy and do that. There's no swift kicks in the butt around here. It is just going. I'm always reminded, my daughter ran a half marathon with me on a whim because she was like 16 and a dancer. It about killed her. She was like, how hard could it be? It's just 13 miles. Okay. I've been training for 3 months, but okay. She about died. She thought she said at one point, we had 2 miles left. She said, I would rather die than finish this race. So then she decided she wanted to do another one. She was going to train. She was like, that one sucked and I'm just going to do another one. So she did. And there were so many times that she would like go out running. And my office is right here at the back door. And I would have my door open. And she was like, I am not motivated. I don't want to go. I'm not a runner. as soon as this race is over, I will never run again. And I said, you don't need motivation. You need commitment. It's a good thing. Motivation is not required to take a step outside. It is a good thing. Motivation is not required to write down what you're going to have for breakfast. It's a commitment to who you're becoming, who you want to be. And a lot of times it is. Today, I'm talking about running. I ran for the first time today in like a year. And I was going to run and I was like, I'm going to do it one time. I'm just going to one time, like one interval. That's all I'm going to do. And I did the one interval. I was like, well, that wasn't so hard. I'll do another one. And then I did like four of them. And I'm like, ooh, this is more than I've done in a year. I think I shall just rest and walk the rest of the way. And then I was like, do you have one more run left in you? Just one. And I was like, I think I might. And I did one more. And then I did it for the rest of my walk. It just takes doing one thing. One thing. Kate says, I have trouble keeping my commitments. It's because you're trying to keep too many commitments at once. And you don't have trouble keeping commitments. Like, we need to watch what we say to ourselves. If you've ever been in a relationship for longer than 10 minutes, you've kept a commitment. If you've ever had a pet, you've kept a commitment. If you have ever finished high school, you have kept a commitment. If you've ever worked on a group project, you have kept a commitment. If you have ever brushed your teeth every single fucking day, you've kept a commitment. If you've ever bathed every day, you've kept a commitment. We don't have a commitment problem. What we have is an overcommitment problem. When you think you have to do everything at once, pick one thing. One thing. Write that breakfast down. Just write something down, y'all. And it seems like y'all are in the, like, I have 15, I have 16. It doesn't matter how many you have. Pick one and get the fuck after it. Bitch got goals up in here. And it takes one step to get started. Doesn't matter how many ones you've got. Imagine a year from now doing this assessment. That's what matters. How many ones will you have? There is a version of you. August 2nd, 2024. What does she want you to do today? What does she want you to do? She wants you to write a plan. I bet she does. She's lost some weight. She's good at keeping commitments to herself. She's good at celebrating herself. And it starts today with y'all. That's where it starts. Can't put it off. The road to the future version of you is right now. You just have to take one step toward her. Just like I told my daughter, you don't need motivation to run. Just need commitment. Take one step out that door. Turn on those headphones. It's downhill after that. Once you get going, it's so much easier. We all know that. The hardest part is like throwing your legs over the bed in the morning, unless you're, you know, like me and you have to pee. But that's the worst part. The worst part for me is putting on my pants to go walk. It's the worst part. The walking is enjoyable. Once I get out there, it's the dread of thinking about the walk that is so hard. Anonymous says, I want to start following a plan because I never do. What would be a good 1% level up because the idea scares me? Write down one thing. First of all, Anonymous, get honest. What are you eating that is creating off-plan eats? Plan it. Give yourself permission to plan it. If you are writing your plan from a place of, I should eat these things to lose weight, but you always eat something else, plan it. Get good at keeping a promise to yourself. Show yourself that it's possible. And that is where you can then level up from there. Your 1% level up is writing a doable plan. If you're not doing it, it's not doable. If it means giving yourself two choices at first, give yourself two choices at first. Make it as easy as you can on yourself. Trouble filling out. My brain says, no, 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 one thing won't matter. I want to ask you, is that even true? It's just not. One thing turns into, just like my intervals today. One interval turned into two, turned into five, turned into seven, turned into 10. I just wanted to do one. But after I did the first one, I was like, that wasn't that bad. Huh, maybe I can do another one. That's how it works. Take the smallest step first and then be like, oh, it wasn't that bad. Wonder what else I can do. That is where you get momentum. I have trouble giving a one, two, or three for everything. Compassionate me can give myself all twos and threes. Critical perfectionist me gives myself all ones. Where do I find the honest medium? Lindy, I want you to really think about, give yourself percentages first. If you had to take a wild guess, what percentage of time did you write your 24-hour plan last month? If it is like 95 to 100%, three. If you get real honest and it was like, you know, 40 to 60% or 70%, give yourself that two. And if it's less than that, just get, we don't have to be in judgment or perfectionism mode at all. We need to get straight down to the facts. I coached somebody on that call last Sunday on the weight loss call. You know your percentages. Take a guess. Like Corinne said in the video, take a guess. You know what they are. This is not, this assessment is not judgment time. This is data time. This is that lab coat moment where you get real honest about how often you're doing shit and you write it down. I want to stop snacking if not physically hungry. I said, try 1 to 2 days a week. Make it easy. Drink water and wait 10 to 20 minutes. See if I still feel like it's needed. Am I on the right track? Yes, Karen, you are. You 100% are. All right. I know Karen says she always has options. That's so good. That's so good. Any other questions? Y'all gotta have questions. I've already been on my soapbox this morning. I've been on my soapbox. Sorry. I got a little preachy. I was just, today when I was outside, like, you know, I think about y'all all the time. I really do. And about like what we can do to help make weight loss easier for you. And I was just thinking about this assessment and like how good this, like it was really needed inside of this membership. Corinne always knows what we need before we, she always knows what we need, right? Like she does. So I know we were like, it's so funny. We were talking, I was on the coaches meeting yesterday. I was telling like Betsy roomed with me at camp and I was like, at 5 o'clock every morning, my feet would hit the ground. I was like, oh my God, I just had a dream about like meetups and I had a dream about Facebook. And I was like, seriously, like, and Betsy was like, and it was not the conversation I wanted to have at 5 o'clock in the morning. Like my feet would hit the ground talking about y'all. So yeah, I know y'all just do one thing. Just do one thing. I mean, I want it. There is nobody other than you that wants it as bad as like, I want it for you. I want it for you. How did you level up drinking? I told myself not tonight and it doesn't happen. Judy, if you go back to all the drinking calls, you can hear about that. But for me, I was drinking 4 to 6 glasses of wine a night whenever I found Corinne. And then I was like, only 4 was my first level up. So I could not open up a second bottle of wine. I did that for a while. Then it was 1 bottle of wine every 2 days, which fun fact, that first night I drank the whole bottle. So the next night I couldn't have any because that was the promise I made to myself. So that was my level up. I didn't like really go from all or nothing. Yeah, there's a good bit, Karen. Drinking, and we also have a drinking course on the website. I know sleep is important. I average 6 hours a night. How do I get more with 1% level up? Great question. First of all, start counting your time in bed without electronics. So even if you're laying in your bed for 7-8 hours, bored as fuck, give yourself credit for it. That's number one. Number two, start by moving your bedtime back 5 to 10 minutes. So if you typically go to bed at a certain time, you know, do it, take it back like 5 to 10 minutes. Oh, Tamara, welcome. Yeah, get your water in, y'all. I know one of our members made this for me and brought it to me to camp. I'm so excited. When I feel restricted, oh, that was up. I think we just talked about that. Can you, when I feel restricted, I can't distinguish if it's just my thinking. If you are feeling restricted, it is your thinking. You're feeling restricted because of something you're telling yourself. So on that question, if you are like catching all of your old shitties all the time, that's, you're a three. If you catch them by half the time, you're a two. And if you never catch them, it's a one. So if you feel restricted, you're probably thinking, I wish I could eat like everybody else. I'm never going to lose weight if I eat that. I wish I could eat that, but you know, I can't. I'm losing weight. Those are the kind of thoughts that you want to watch out for. I'm having a hard time planning what I love, such as ice cream, because then I just want to eat it because it's on my plan. Thoughts? Eat it for dinner. Try that a couple nights. Eat, like, serve yourself a teeny, teeny, tiny amount of dinner and then eat your ice cream. Let's see. What are strategies for committing to yourself in the moment? I tell my accountability partners I'll do something, and then after supper, I eat 4 Oreos. Don't do on the clock at lunch, etc. So you need to set timers. You need to pre-portion your Oreos. You need to set external triggers. I said this on the call the other day. It is not a Holly problem. It is a process problem. So you have habits that are on autopilot. You're not used to doing on the clock at lunch. There ain't no way your brain is going to be like, oh, remember on that Marco Polo, you said no. Your brain is just going to get in its habit loop like it always does. So you need something to remind you of what you committed to. Sometimes it can be a sticky note, an alarm on your phone, all kinds of stuff to break that habit loop that you get stuck in. You do need an external trigger. It's not a you problem, it's a process problem. That's James Clear from Atomic Habits, my favorite book in the whole wide world. Annette said, I ate movie popcorn for lunch on Sunday and it was wonderful. Yes. Perfect. All right. My jumpsuit is something I wore last week and it came from the Amazons. People loved it. And then they have all ordered it. I should have set up an affiliate link before, I wore that outfit. I know I just wore this today. I'm like, I can't top that from last week. Like I went viral in the No BS Facebook group from a jumpsuit. I ain't got more than that. And I have to wear things I'm not wearing to Vegas. I'm going to Vegas tomorrow to see Adele. So excited. With my daughter too. I've been stalled and I'm excited to try this. My ones are around discovery sheets and talking to my future self, knowing my shit talk. Discovery worksheets will be easiest, and I sort of evaluate on my planning sheet daily, looking for patterns. The self-talk stuff is hard. I know it gets in my way. Just start with the little things. Even voice record yourself sometimes and go back and listen. A lot of times when it's like talk it out loud, you can hear it a lot better. Sometimes you can't catch things in your head as well as you can out in the open. If you're an accountability group, I highly recommend Marco Polo. Give them permission. It's a video recording app that a lot of our accountability groups use. And give your accountability group permission to call you out on your shit talk because you're not going to hear it at first. Oh my gosh, we have so many Vegas people. Yay. I know, I'm so excited. My daughter's 19 though, so there's not going to be a party. In the USA, it will not be a party, but you know what? I'm gonna have a good time. All right, y'all. It is only 4 minutes after. I didn't go too far over, right? All right, y'all have a great rest of your night. Karen says, how can I get my ruminating thoughts to stop at night so I can get some sleep? A good way is to just spend a few minutes and journal before you go to bed. Get them all out ahead of time. Sammy says, come to a concert in Canada. She can drink here. Yeah, she cannot drink here. All right, y'all. You have a great rest of your day. Thank y'all for letting me preach a little bit this morning. Do this assessment. Please, please, please use Facebook and ask coaches. If your level ups feel really hard, we are really good at breaking shit down into really, really small pieces. Like, it's actually all of our superpowers. Congratulations to all of our winners. Like I said, you'll be seeing that on Facebook. You will also be getting emails if you win. I just love y'all. Thank you so much. Y'all have a great rest of your day. Bye, y'all.